Steelers are going to lose. They're going to lose badly because Mike Tomlin coached his team right into losing tonight. Sorry.
Jake.
That's Southside Jake.
Yes.
He said he's Jeff from Jefferson City. That's a voicemail from Southside Jake. There is zero chance that's anybody else.
Why is he going incognito?
Because he wants people to support his business and doesn't want them to know that he's a closet Browns fan. Southside Jake.
<He's not.
laughs> Wow. By the way, today's fan for the win game changer is Southside Plumbing and Heating. Southside Plumbing and Heating making a donation to the Women's Center and Shelter to support women and children in need this holiday season. So we love Southside Jake, and it's okay if you think the Steelers are going to lose. Doran, we don't think the Steelers are going to lose tonight. It's a tricky spot. It's a weather game, but you're the much better team. Pat, I think you said earlier, Pat Bostic with us until 9, that you think the Steelers are going to steamroll them tonight?
Boat race them. Yeah.
I do think we get sometimes too caught up in the minutia. Like, oh, God, there's snow. It's a short week. They can't block anybody. They can't run the ball. They can't protect the quarterback. Steelers can run the ball. Steelers have a quarterback. Like, all the matchup advantages, I think, go to Pittsburgh in this game. We don't always have to overthink things.
No, I mean, you want to prove that 8-2 isn't a luck?
Right.
Win this game by 17-plus points.
Man.
I'm with them. I think they absolutely demolish them.
Demolish yep. them?
It's a bad football team, and Steelers are a good football team, and that's what good football teams do. As I said 1,000 times, they whoop bad football teams, and the Browns are bad, and they have a lot of reasons to be bad. You know, they've given up on their season right whenever even before Deshaun Watson got hurt. I mean, there was a lot of turmoil in that locker room, a lot of turmoil in that building. And then they get rid of Amari Cooper, they start selling their assets, and now they have Jameis Winston and Jerry Jeudy as their number one wide receiver. Miles Garrett didn't even record a stat, I don't think, last week. He probably did, I admit, but he was not even a factor in the game. And they get whooped by another bad football team that just got rid of their coach. In the Saints, 35-14.
Well, so here's what I was going to ask on all that, because it's all true. I mean, those are all facts. Do you think they could get themselves up to be spoiler? Is that enough to get you to care?
For immediately, yes, until that first touchdown is scored by the Steelers, then it's gone.
You can suck the air right out of them.
Quick.
Yeah, and by the way, whooping this team might be winning 17-3, right? It's bad weather, all the things that I don't want, you know, people's expectations will be, 35-7 or 35-3 and score a bunch of points. Like, if they get up, I mean, what you want to do in this game, especially on a short week, is just take the air out of the ball and get the hell out of there.
It's a business trip.
Yeah, it's a business trip, man. That's why you're dressed up.
That's
I tightened
right.
the tie a little bit, though.
I loosened it.
Yeah, you're starting to look like Kevin.
My Adam's apple was in some serious peril.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
You have a big Adam's apple.
How's your Pat's apple?
I don't have a Pat's apple. I have an Adam's apple.
When I was young, I used to think that everyone's apple was named after them.
Like Thorin apple?
I thought that because, hey, you're Adam's apple. So I just thought everyone had an apple. And I thought even women had apples.
You would think that.
I didn't know. I was like 6.
Yeah, you would. You have the weirdest theories. Oh, boy, Thorin. I think get up 14 points and get the hell out of that
Dodge.
Dump.
Yeah. I think that if you do, go in there and you score on that first drive and the wind's whipping off the lake and there's snowflakes getting in Jameis Winston's eyes and Miles Garrett doesn't want to be slipping and sliding out there. Nick Chubb doesn't want to be slipping and sliding out there. And the sense I get from afar, I don't think they're playing for the coach.
No.
Like I don't think they're trying to save his job because I don't think he wants to be there anymore.
They're playing for a game check.
Yeah.
I don't think that organization is so backwards in so many ways that how could you have confidence in that locker room? Like, you mortgaged your future on a quarterback that had just been through public ridicule, is not half the player he once was.
No.
Is now going to have to recover from a serious injury. And you've got your trading assets, your coaches hamstrung to make decisions. Like, it's bad, man. And I don't understand. Like, if you don't have belief in the future, I don't think that you can be a spoiler. Like, in 2007, when we just ultimate spoiler game.
Yes.
Like, we had a pretty young team, and it was our senior, and we loved our coach. He just got extended on Friday before the game. Like, we were playing spoiler because we believed it could propel us in the offseason. What's Cleveland got to play for?
If I'm Myles Garrett, I don't think I want to come back next year.
No, he ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
Probably, no.
So what am I playing for the Browns for? I think it's well said by you, and I think it's different in college too. Like, let's knock our rivals off the perch or whatever. Do these Browns really care about keeping the Steelers from achieving their ultimate goals? I don't know. I can't imagine it's a massive motivating factor. Like, I'm probably trying not to get hurt if I'm Myles Garrett. I'm probably trying not to get hurt if I'm Jedrick Wills, and that's why I've pulled myself out of the game. Mm-hmm. You got turmoil there too. You had a big old,
yeah.
How do I say this nicely?
Hefty.
You had a hefty Cleveland radio host, not Ken Carman, who called DeJuan Jones to the carpet for being overweight, and then DeJuan Jones quote tweeted it and said, "Well, one of us is going to lose weight this offseason," or something to that effect.
It seems like we both have a weight problem.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So that's what they got going on. Hey,
that being said, I mean, you still have to take care of business, right?
Like, no doubt. But
if I'm Najee or Jaylen Warren tonight, like, this is a chance to eat, man. They can't stop the run. Like, they can't run. This is a chance to just bludgeon them.
With all of this being said in the 12 minutes we've been doing this segment about why the Steelers should win this game and why the Browns are bad, this is why I find it so ridiculous of what Pony said of him coming in tomorrow and accepting a loss. Like, this would be a insanely bad loss because of all the reasons we just...
Wait, what'd he say?
He said he'd be okay coming in tomorrow.
He'd give him a pass.
And giving the Steelers a pass if they lost. This is... From top to bottom, this team is awful. You cannot lose... If you are a good football... You do not lose games.
No.
To teams like this, on the field and off the field, they are bad.
Yes.
You do not lose games like this.
No. They're a train wreck.
And
if you don't win this game, it brings to pass and brings up and reemerges all the storylines of yesteryear and why the Steelers haven't been able to win a Super Bowl with Ben in the true Tomlin era.
Yes.
Right? It brings everything back up. If you want to squash that, if you want to say you're for real, you go whoop this team.
Mm-hmm. I like that, guys, because if they lose the quote-unquote Tomlin game, that's what it'll be dubbed tomorrow if they lose this game. It's the Tomlin game. It's not that far of a leap to then say they're going to get their ass kicked in the playoffs, not win a playoff game, because those are all the things that they've done of late, the last 7 years. They lose games they're not supposed to in the regular season. Then when they play up in competition in the playoffs, they get reamed. It's not that far of a leap. We focus on the tough schedule spot for the Steelers coming off Ravens, and now you're going on the road and the weather and all this kind of stuff. We don't zoom in on just how laughably dysfunctional it is in Cleveland right now. Like, if this was a 6-4 Cleveland team vying for a playoff spot and you go in there and lose after you won these last two games, I might be inclined actually to agree with Pony.
Yes.
I wouldn't like it, but you give them a little bit of a pass. It is a tough schedule spot. There's like three teams in the league that you would rather play than Cleveland tonight. Like three.
Carolina.
Maybe the Saints, a team that just boat raced Cleveland. I wouldn't mind signing up for Chicago. Maybe play the Giants again. But it's a short list is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
This is it. You have to play a Thursday game at some point, right? You have to. Who else would you rather play than these guys?
That's kind of where I rest my case. Like, this is the perfect matchup coming off of a Ravens game that what you were scratching and clawing to win. You win by 2 points. This is the perfect matchup because all you have to do is lock in and take care of your business and you will beat this team. I don't care how it looks, but if you just lock in, this team is not focused at all from top to bottom.
Nope.
Like, you just lock in and play football, you should win the football game.
Uh-oh, what is that?
Bachman Turner overdrive.
Oh, what is that? Where did that come from?
Callis is trying to get us out of the
segment. Whoa, taking care of business.
Great song, BTO, baby.
You can maybe fade it down just a little bit.
Because we're messing up the clock, right? Right, Callis?
You get off the bus, you line up, you beat them, you get on the bus, and you never think about the game again.
Right.
Because you're sitting there at 9-2, two games up on the hated Baltimore Ravens. Go take care of business. 412-928-9370. It's a phone number. You can give us a ring on the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, let's get to this when we come back. Steelers, lucky or good? 8:24, time to get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. Teams that don't score a touchdown this year are 2-18. The Steelers are 2-0. Are they lucky or are they good? We'll get to that coming up in a moment, but we got to break into our regularly scheduled programming for another Creed parody song. Matthew, who recorded the Rocky Blyer voicemail, he put one specially together for tonight's Steelers Brownies game.
Can you take me higher to a place with red zone TDs? Can you take me higher to a place where Brownies lose?
Let's go! Yes,
really good.
All right, Matthew.
Really good. Yes.
Yes.
Congratulations on all your success.
That's
Ooh.
Great.
Very good.
Doran, before we get into the lucky or good thing, we were kind of doing a private radio show in the hallway, right outside the bathroom by the water fountain.
Doing a private radio show in the bathroom, huh? A little weird.
Boy, my phrasing's just been really
terrible. And you're bringing me down with you.
Yeah, you're getting drugged through the mic.
Of course.
Doran gave me a private radio show right outside of the bathroom. And I thought you made a really good point. You know, Pony says he'll give him a pass if they lose this game. And why don't you regale the audience with your bathroom tales?
Well, I mean, we know what Pony's doing, and he does a good job at that. But, you know, to feed into it, I think it's absolutely ridiculous, as I said before in the last segment, that you would give the Steelers a pass. Because another reason is, would you give Kansas City a pass if they lost to the Browns? Would Kansas City fans give their team a pass on a short week because they lost to the Browns? Would the Buffalo Bills fans give them a short pass on a short week, or give them a pass on a short week if they lost to the Browns? Because those are the teams that you're being compared to right now that could win the AFC. Those are the teams that are Super Bowl contenders. If you think the Steelers are Super Bowl contenders, look around. Do you think other teams are going to give you a pass? Do you think other fan bases are going to give their team a pass that actually have a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl?
Can I add on?
Absolutely.
You can't give them a pass for losing this game and then come back and obliterate them for losing a playoff game, for not winning a playoff game. If you're going to win a playoff game this year, you pound this team.
Yes.
They're mutually exclusive.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning you can't lose this game and say, oh, it's okay, it's fine, and then come back at the end of the year if they lose the first round of the playoffs and say, unacceptable.
You know what? You're right.
You can't.
You can't crush the Steelers for their relative mediocrity the last 7 years and then out of the other side of your mouth say, but it's fine if they lose to this Browns team.
It's crazy.
Wow, they've been just slightly above average these last few years because they lose to these crap teams, and I don't accept that, but they can lose to a crap team tonight. To jump off your point even a little bit more, Doran, Bills fans know they wouldn't. Chiefs fans know they wouldn't. Ravens fans didn't. Why are the Ravens a class below the Steelers? Well, they lost to them, but they also lost to the Browns. They lost to the Browns. It's why I don't view Baltimore the same way I view Buffalo, the same way I view Kansas City, or the same way I view the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So, and how are Browns fans after that game? I mean, Harbaugh's job was, you know, I mean, they're calling for his job.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Luckett Ford basically was saying. I mean, early on in the season, you lose to the Browns. I mean, it was probably hell down there. There's no passes given.
No, and hey, that's a moment, too. That's a schedule spot, too, because if I'm the Ravens, I much rather would have faced them with Deshaun Watson, no doubt. So that was the Jameis game, rally the troops. Like, we're all circling the wagons for Jameis Winston. That doesn't make it okay.
No.
Like, Kyle Hamilton, catch the ball. Rashad Bateman, catch the ball. Pickens, tonight, make plays. Block it up for Russ. Score a red zone touchdown and get the dub. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You buying any of this Steelers are lucky talk?
No. But, I mean, every team has to have some luck, right? I mean, does Kansas City have some luck? Absolutely. Look at the game against the Broncos. Their luck ran out, obviously, against the Bills a little bit, but you have to have some luck to have to be good. But I don't think that they're a lucky football team. They're not lucking into wins. I mean, it's very obvious how they're beating teams. Yeah, they're one of the best second half football teams in the NFL.
Bingo.
They play great defense. They know exactly what they want to do against every single opponent that they face. They're very well prepared. Sometimes, you know, in the beginning of the season and at some points with the whole Beanie Bishop and on defense, there was communication issues and it was very apparent, and that's why that they get beat by an Indianapolis Colts team. But you know what? They fixed that. That's what a good team does. I don't think that they lucked into anything. I think that they are a good football team that is led by a quarterback that has played a lot of football, that has won a lot of football games and won the biggest game that you can win. He brings that mentality. You pair that with a coach that has won a Super Bowl. You bring that mentality, and you bring in a former head coach that is your offensive coordinator, and Terrell Austin, who's a guy that his name has been floated around a bunch of times to be a head coach. You pair all that together, you can win.
What's weird is the people who say the Steelers are more lucky than good or have lucked into a couple of wins of late. Like, these are supposed to be football people. There's a lot of national talking heads, I believe, that share that opinion. And I'm just wondering if they understand how it works in the NFL. Because the margin between winning and losing is so fine.
Oh, God. Everyone's good.
Everyone's good.
Look at Sunday.
Seriously. I mean, the Steelers beat Washington by a point. Okay? But they made a critical third down and nine throw. And I've brought this up a couple of times. The team that jumps off sides on fourth and one, if we're making an argument who deserves to win, who doesn't deserve to win, luck, not luck, the team that jumps off sides on fourth and one does not deserve to win the football game. Like, point blank, period. You did the dumb thing. The only thing you can't do there. You're getting the ball back. You're giving your rookie phenom the ball back if you just don't jump off sides.
Whoa.
I didn't know what was going on there.
We're getting very animated.
My head
today.
Was down.
I mean, the team that misses field goals is probably going to, and the team that makes field goals is probably going to win.
Well, here's where I think this narrative is coming from, right? I mean, ESPN FBI strength of schedule for the Steelers in their first 10 games, 25th.
They beat five playoff teams.
They did. They did. You can't control that. So, how's that luck? It's not luck, it's taking care of business, BTO.
Mm-hmm.
Their remaining strength of schedule is 11. Now, Detroit's was 15th. Their remaining strength schedule is 4. Green Bay's is 7. San Francisco's is 2. Minnesota's 9. Like, you can't. The Steelers didn't have, like, 32nd and 1st in their strength of schedule. Like, it is what it is.
Ain't the college football playoff.
No.
I mean, you just beat Baltimore and you beat Washington back-to-back weeks. They beat two of the best teams, I think, or two contenders the last 2 weeks.
Sure.
They beat two contenders. And they were dogs in both games. So I they're better than I thought they were, actually. And
agreed.
How do you come away from a game that you win and it's lucky? Baltimore lost to a team that kicked 6 field goals. The conversation this week should be, is Baltimore as good as we think they are? Like, the Steelers didn't score a touchdown and you lost. Like, are we talking about them as frauds? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Drives me nuts.
Was Orlovsky a Fields proponent?
Yes. The biggest.
So what's that tell you? It tells you he's going after Russ.
And he's sticking to it.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, doesn't surprise me. He's going there with Russ's red zone performance and pinning it on him totally. You know, people tend to dig in and
don't change
their
opinion.
We're just taking care of business.
We talk about this all the time, Doran. You have to let circumstances change your opinion. I would have taken 2 out of 3. If you would have given me that option, I probably would have actually signed in blood.
I think we talked about that. We're like, they needed at least 2 out of 3. They need to go 2-1.
Yeah, in one of the games, you got to win. I mean, it'd be great if they won both division games. If they lost to Washington, it wouldn't have been the end of the world. But they showed us that they were good enough to go on the road in the marquee game of the weekend and beat Washington. And then they're good enough to, as a home underdog, beat the MVP of the league? Why wouldn't I think that they're good enough to beat Cleveland? People have been texting in all morning. Well, why are the Steelers such a small favorite? You don't generally see these massive road spreads in the NFL, particularly on Thursday games.
Especially in division.
Yeah.
I don't care if Cleveland covers the spread either. Just take care of business.
Just win, baby.
Just win. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Will the Steelers win big? Will they win close? Will they lose close? Will they lose big? We'll get to that coming up next. Then we'll go around the NFL, and then it's odds and ends. And then we got Jeff Hathorn. Oh, my God, what a show we've got planned for you. That's right. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Pat Bostick with us until 9 o'clock, and he is brought to us by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. Here's a text. Giving the Steelers a pass for beating a bad team is ridiculous. It's like if I give my wife a hall pass, then find out she chose Crowley when she could have had Doran. I'm not sure I understand the analogy there, but I'd be mad too. I get it. I'm nothing if not a realist, Doran. Now, if you want to come over for a cocktail and some cuddles and to unwind after a long day and talk to a good listener, I could be your man if I weren't married.
Talk to a good listener.
That's right. You have to do the little things right. Like in the NFL, if you don't have a quarterback, you can't be highly penalized.
You're like,
can't shoot yourself in the foot.
You're playing small ball.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly right.
Yeah, you're trying to.
You got to win in the margins.
You got to find an inch wherever you can.
Yeah, you're like G1 Bay.
Or a centimeter.
G1 Bay. You're good at stealing bases.
That's right. Although, never mind with G1 Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Text, you're digging the suit, Crowl, man. Stick with it. I might do it every day.
No, you won't.
Be a professional.
Be better than the West Virginia guard.
It would be.
Oh, Callis, I love it.
It would be.
Man, he was quick with that.
You would have grown up in front of our eyes.
I don't know if you guys noticed this earlier. Got my Dub V socks on. Let's see if I get this hamstring up there for the web stream. I can't. There you go.
I would love if he went back and fell.
There's the socks.
Oh, my goodness.
I got married in these socks.
Did you?
Yeah. They never came off that night.
Have you washed them?
Yes, I have washed them. They're actually getting quite holy.
You know what? There is something, though. You do tease me for being an immature adult guy.
Yeah.
You show up to work every day in the school you went to's outfits, and that's all you wear, with a hat.
Callis, for picture day the other day, you wore a T-shirt and ball
shorts.
It said
Pittsburgh football on it. We work at a sports radio station. This isn't the flagship of West Virginia, though. That's
Boom.
Wow.
Top rope. Top rope.
Pew, pew, pew.
Elbow drop.
Wow.
We had a...
Oh, yeah.
Drone shot of all the people there that could attend for Pittsburgh Magazine. And front and center in that drone shot, based on his outfit, you got Callis Fupa just hanging out.
That's
too far now. I can't barb back.
The guy's on a wake at 180. Give
that's
him,
true.
Like, plus 36 pounds.
Yeah,
jack wagon.
Please bite that. That is so good. I lost 36 pounds. You jack wagon. I love it, man.
He's not even laughing either. He's serious.
He's dead serious.
Bang.
He would fold you up like an accordion, Crowley. He didn't respond to my Instagram video I sent you the other night.
You sent me an Instagram video?
I saw it.
I'm not on Instagram much.
You should look at it. It might bring back some memories.
Was it a backyard brawl basketball kind of deal?
No, it had nothing to do with Pitt or West Virginia.
Oh. Well, I'm going to look it up during the break.
Yeah, you can do that.
Do you think it'll derail the rest of the show?
No. Okay. It depends on how you react to it, but maybe.
You know what we're going to be looking at in about 10 days? The entire 13-9 football game.
Oh, where are we doing this at?
My van.
Oh,
geez, man. That would be torture.
Let me tell you something.
No. Have you seen this van?
I have seen the van.
Is it like...
Don't encourage him.
Is it the kind of van that, like, in a movie, like, dudes would have pantyhose on top of their head and roll up on you and, like, kidnap somebody?
Yes.
Is that what kind of van
basically.
It is?
Yes.
It's like
a Chevy Astro.
Yes.
Yes.
It's red. It's not white.
Well, it would be a black van.
Me having to sit in the back of Callis's van and watch 13-9, it's like the seven circles of hell.
Yeah.
You can't come up with a worse situation.
Right. I might have to eat one, Callis. I might have to
he might skip
take
out
one
on
for
it.
The team and watch it in there with...
Oh, yeah, no!
Just so he's miserable. Even more miserable than he will be. I think I might have to do it. It's worth it.
Do you have a TV in there?
Yeah, there's two screens you can watch on.
Are they on the back of the headrest?
No. There's one in the front screen, and then the back screen drops down from the ceiling. So yep. We could have two rows, three rows of people.
I think we might have to do it. Or I'll bring the pizza. We could all just sit in there. Turn
the pizza
car.
Will fit in there for sure.
Yeah,
we
cut, the,
there.
Cut the heat on and watch it in the van. I think we might be doing that. That's it. Yep. Pat's coming, too.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yay!
This is tremendous.
That's what you get, jack wagon. You stink.
So we all think the Steelers will win tonight. Pat, before we let you go, How's it look? They get it done in a big way?
Yeah, I think they get off to a fast start, get off, you know, probably like 14-3 at halftime. Throw one more touchdown on there, win 21-6. Something like that is what I see. I can't see Cleveland moving the ball on them consistently. And I don't think you can ever call a team lucky that has one of the best defenses in football.
And special teams.
And special teams. And the best kicker in football by a wide margin. So, no, they'll take care of business tonight.
Their guy missed two kicks inside the 35 last week, and they played in a dome.
Yep.
And tonight you're playing in the elements against the best kicker in the NFL. That's going to matter. I hope that the red zone woes get figured out a little bit here. The Browns' defense, they're giving up 131 yards a game on the ground.
Two predictions here.
Two. Give them two.
Washington scores tonight.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And Minka has a pick six.
Oh, I like that too.
He's been on the schneid with the turnovers, but tonight he gets back on the wagon.
Not to get too granular here with the football analysis, especially me, whenever I'm sure people would rather have the two of you do it, but on third downs and clear passing situations against the Ravens, they moved Minka real close to the line, and they had KZ play in center field, and we saw him around the ball, I thought, a lot more in the game.
That was on purpose, though, with Lamar.
I thought so, too, and especially with what they have at the tight end position in Baltimore. But you got David Njoku, perhaps, to worry about. I'll tell you, Jameis can't move.
No, statue.
Oh, my Lord.
How the heck did he throw for 395? Last week.
I'll tell you what. 395. I watched the condensed game, and it was, you had an 86-yard touchdown at one point,
yeah.
So that's going to help out a lot. I still don't think he was good, like despite the statistics. I thought he got away with a few. I thought he sailed a couple. He stinks. Texter.
He stinks, and you're a jackwagon.
Bunch of lame Mary dudes sitting around making fun of Callis for having a cool life and a cool van to travel in.
Fair. Fair.
This is a luxury minivan.
There's nothing I can say
here.
Oh,
it's a minivan?
Yes, it's not a van.
Why in the hell would you get a minivan?
Honestly, thank you.
This is his third car. He has three cars.
Thank you.
Why would you not get like a bigger van?
Because that's creepy.
No, it's not. It's functional.
A lot of maintenance, too.
It's all creepy. We got one more segment with Bostic coming up. Going around the NFL, brought to you by Champ Tires, Pittsburgh trusted tire source since 2009. We got odds and ends at 9 o'clock. Jeff Hathorn at the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour. All Steelers, Brownies the rest of the way. Odds and ends on Steelers, Brownies coming up at about 9 o'clock. 50-minute mark on the fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I just saw what Pat sent me on Instagram, which I'm not going to bring up on the air, but I will say I did not know that you could have hidden messages in Instagram.
Yes.
Apparently we're not friends.
I'm not super active on Insta, but perhaps I should be because people were sliding when I go to my hidden messages.
Yeah, there's a lot, right?
Oh.
Well, yeah, there's a lot.
Well, sliding in there.
I want to send you stuff because I send you stuff on Twitter all the time. I always want to send you stuff on Instagram, but I know you're not going to look at it, so I never do, but there's a lot of good stuff that I like. You know, I like to send you those certain things.
Yes. I love when I get those from you.
Yeah.
My wife also sends me a ton of stuff on Instagram that I'm now just seeing right now.
Yeah, you need to get active.
But I wouldn't say a lot of people are sliding on me, Doran. Enough that it's noticeable, but I wouldn't say a lot. Does Justin Fields play five or more snaps?
Yes.
Does he score a touchdown?
No.
Does he throw a pass?
Yes.
Mm.
I want to see that tonight.
Me too.
I want to see him slang the rock.
What kind of pass, Pat?
Little RPO action? Little middle of the field?
Flat?
Yeah, I think RPO-ish. I think he completes a ball to Van Jefferson.
Oh, no. Slips right through his hands and picked six.
Don't get too cute tonight, but I don't include the Justin Fields thing in that.
You don't?
No, I don't. I buy what Arthur Smith said this week, where they don't feel like he's a gadget guy.
I don't.
You don't buy it. They think he's a gadget guy. Do you think they'll use him in the slot?
I think they'll say he's not a gadget guy, but then they'll use him in gadget ways as the season goes on, and that'll start tonight. I think he wants people to think that he's just a quarterback, and they're going to use him in different ways and say, oh, yeah, he's still not a gadget guy. He still could be a starting quarterback for us. Because then that gives the perception that he is a starting quarterback in this league and not really mess him up and have other teams, if, you know, for the big picture, think that he's just a gadget guy.
Do you think we'll see them both on the field at the same time, Russ and Justin?
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Not tonight. Too short of a week.
But here's the thing. They've been practicing that a lot, I think. Well, they've been practicing field stuff a lot, and I would assume that they've done some of that. So why not? Honestly, unleashing it in a short week, that might be the time to do it. If they have practiced it. If they haven't practiced it, then obviously they won't. I wouldn't mind a little jet sweep to Justin Fields. We saw a reverse pass from Taysom Hill last week. Yeah, with an option to throw it. Like Antoine Randall-El to Hines Ward in the Super Bowl. Except you know what they could do? Do a little Philly special, but throw it to Russ. I want to see Russ catch a touchdown.
Should Hines Ward be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
My answer is no.
Loved Hines Ward.
Me too.
So this isn't, I loved him growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I
think high bar, did. Man. At that position.
It's just there's so many other better players, I think, at that position. But he was a better football player than most of the guys that he's competing against at receiver during his time.
Agreed. He did more.
Yep.
My guess is, unfortunately, Hines is not going to get in conventionally, but they'll put him in at some point. You know, when they induct 25 guys in, or they'll do something like that. That's how Cowher got in.
Right.
I think they'll wind up doing that for Hines eventually.
That's how Jimbo Covert got in.
Jimbo Covert?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine being named Jimbo. And then you're one of the world's great ass kickers.
Great.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, Pat, this was fun.
Always fun.
It's always fun.
You're just a heck of a jack wagon.
Jack wagon. I'm happy that you bought into the whole taking care of business thing today, too.
I love it, dude.
Someone
texted. I didn't even know.
You knew. You listened to the show, and then that's why you wore it. Someone asked, why does Crowley have a suit on? It's because the Steelers are going on a business trip, so I've dressed like a businessman. It makes total sense. Why would I not be wearing a suit today? You're ridiculous for even asking. All right, odds and ends coming up next. Doran, I'm excited about this one. Some goofy looking lines,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there is. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Weather game.
Mm-hmm.
Short week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get after it. Odds and ends when we come back. But first, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. The Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 40, 50% chance of snow.